and notice his strategy. He did not use this ploy when the oxen, asses, or camels were lost, or even when the house collapsed and the children were trapped underneath. He patiently watches the combatant, allowing her to remain silent and still. But when the source of worms sprung forth, when the skin began to fester and peel, when the flesh started to decay and release a foul smell, and the devil's hand afflicted him with more intense pain than any gridiron, furnace, or fire, eating at his body more ferociously than any beast, while he wasted away in this wretched condition for a long time, only then does he bring her to him, seasoned and worn out. If she had approached him right at the start of his troubles, she would not have found him so broken, nor would she have been able to exaggerate his suffering with her words. But now, having seen him after such a long time, desperate for relief and longing for an end to his intense suffering, she confronts him, realizes that he was completely drained, barely able to breathe, even wishing for death. Hear his words, "I wish I could end my own life or ask someone else to do it for me." Now, notice, please, the wickedness of his wife, expressing her impatience immediately. "How long will you hold on for?"